Welcome into the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you guys. We do this weekdays, 2:45 p.m., where you learn something new, whether it be a random fact, unknown history. Here's a kind of a mixture of the two. I'll start us off today. Did you know that there's a secret room behind Mount Rushmore? So Mount Rushmore, the famous monuments out in South Dakota, right? I don't even have that down here. I think it's...
I literally just went there this year for vacation.
Did you really?
And I can't tell you where.
This is pretty embarrassing because I feel like we should know. I'm looking it up quickly here. Mount Rushmore is in South Dakota. Okay.
South Dakota.
All right. Okay. So I was right on the first guess. I wasn't very confident in it. Okay. So that's not the Did You Know Show part. But all right, there's a secret room behind the famous monument in South Dakota. And the reason for it, the person who came up with the idea to build it, his name was Gutzon Borglum. He was working on Mount Rushmore, and he had the idea of adding this special room where future generations could learn about the significance of the United States as well as the Mount Rushmore as in itself. And there would be a bunch of historical documents in it and stuff. It would kind of turn into a museum of sorts.
Oh, okay. So, like, yeah, you could go see the Mount Rushmore and
And go into the secret room. Oh, okay. Or I guess it wouldn't be a secret then. It would just be the museum. But it turned into this secret room because as the building was going on, they kind of said that wasn't the most important thing. We need to get the four president's faces up. They told him to focus on and devote all his time to finishing just a quartet of faces, as they said. And by the time he finished it, it was like pretty much complete, but not fully complete. And then he actually passed away in March of 1941. And then they deemed that the monument was complete. The Hall of Records behind that he wanted to be this museum remained empty at the time of his death, and it did so for 50 years. And it was just kind of an empty room there behind Mount Rushmore that had nothing in it. And then finally, his family, the Borglum family, were worried about the sculpture's significance, would just kind of be random and would never go down in history. Long story short, they made it into this secret room where they put a bunch of different documents, including a copy of the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Gettysburg Address, and details about Borglum and how he forged the Mount Rushmore and sealed it all up. And now it's not able to be reached by the public. So that's why it's this secret room behind Mount Rushmore where there's all these documents, but the public cannot access it.
So. Well, I guess that just makes it a little bit even more American because now you got a bunch of your important documents sitting back there, nobody can get to it.
Yeah, exactly. So, crazy stuff.
That's pretty crazy. So, I got one a little bit not as cool as that, I guess. Mine's more about pie.
Okay,
so,
that's pretty cool.
Most pies are berry-based pies. Mm-hmm. They've been existing since the 16th century. In fact, Queen Elizabeth I famously took the first bite of the world's first cherry pie.
Wow.
So, I mean, I guess they like pie over there. So pies came to the New World eventually whenever Washington and all of them come over here and did their thing and whatnot. So they come over here, right? Well, the Civil War breaks out. And before then, really they didn't use native fruits to America in their pies. They'd use whatever was over in England. They had it shipped over here. That's what they made their pies out of. Well, when the Civil War broke out, they weren't able to get those anymore.
Right.
The canning businesses over, factories over in England had to shut down. A lot of stuff happened. So then they had to start using native fruits. So Maine was and still is the largest producer of wild blueberries in the world. So the factories over there pivoted to canning local fruits instead. And soon enough, the Maine blueberries were like a big fad. All the people down south never had blueberries before.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started making pies. That's what they shipped down there, and they were killing it down there in the south, killing the blueberry pies. And so that's how the American classic blueberry pie was born.
Well, there you have it. That's good stuff, man. Yeah, I kind of want a blueberry pie now.
I know, me too.
You're making it sound pretty good. All righty, well, that'll do it for today's Did You Know Show. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow for our last one of the week. Have a great rest of the day hanging out with us here on the Afternoon Drive Show on KCHI.